And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 30th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of Fred W. Friendly, born Ferdinand Friendly Wackenheimer in New York City, 1915. Went to work for CBS Radio and there met Edward R. Murrow, whose producer Friendly became. They did a number of news documentaries together for CBS News, where Fred W. Friendly resigned in protest in 1966 when CBS scrapped a hearing on Vietnam so they could run a rerun of I Love Lucy. It's the birthday of Ezra Pound, born in Haley, Idaho, 1885, whose reputation is based in part on his great generosity in promoting the work of other writers, James Joyce and William Carlos Williams, D.H. Lawrence, Marianne Moore, and T.S. Eliot. Ezra Pound, in his early 20s, taught literature at a small college in the Midwest, but he caused a scandal by allowing a stranded vaudeville actress to sleep over at his place. He was fired for that, but the college gave him the rest of his year's salary, and he headed off to Europe with it. He wanted to meet William Butler Yeats, who he thought was the greatest poet writing in English. He found Yeats, befriended him, worked as his secretary, and later married the daughter of Yeats's former lover. In 1914, Ezra Pound met T.S. Eliot, and he campaigned to get the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock published in Poetry magazine. Ezra Pound, who spent most of his writing life on the Cantos, a modern epic. There are 109 completed cantos. The first begins, "And then went down to the ship, set keel to breakers forth on the godly sea, and we set up mast and sail on that swart ship, bore sheep aboard her, and our bodies also, heavy with weeping, and winds from sternward bore us out onward with bellying canvas, Circe's this craft, the trim-coiffed goddess." And it's the birthday of the second president of the United States, John Adams, Braintree, Massachusetts, 1735. Made a name for himself as a young man by arguing against the British right to tax the colonies. Became an advocate for independence from Great Britain. It was Adams who nominated George Washington to serve as commander of the Continental Army, and it was John Adams who chose Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams, entitled Rush Hour. Someone has folded a coat under the boy's head. Someone else, an Arab businessman in not very good French, is explaining to the girl who seems to have discovered like this in the crowded metro her lover is epileptic that something must be done to keep the boy from swallowing his tongue. He works a billfold between the rigidly clenched teeth as the kneeling girl silently looks on. Her expression of just contained terror, transfiguring her, generalizing her almost to the mythic, the very image of our wonder at what can befall the most ordinary afternoon of early love. The spasms quiet, the boy, his left ear scarlet from rubbing the wool, comes to, looks up at the girl, and she, as the rest of us begin to move away, hesitates, then lays her cheek lightly on his brow. Rush Hour, poem by C.K. Williams from his collected poems, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses improve what potential customers find online in search engines and review sites. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Joy Biles and produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.